obviously this one tonight. I guess Blake was just talking about the whole coronavirus and how that kind of got involved in the game as it wore on with the NBA not playing. Just kind of your standpoint on where things are at after a big win here tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, to allude on that, it was definitely something different we'd never seen. Kind of at the first period, everybody's hearing about it, and nobody knows what's going to happen. So, yeah, I don't know if I can add much, just kind of waiting here.
How do you approach that over the next few days, like yourself?
Yeah, I mean, you just got to – I mean, I'm sure everybody would be glued to the TV, kind of waiting to hear what's going on with, obviously, the NBA canceling the season. But, I mean, I know just as much as you guys, and I'm just going to – you know, try to approach it day by day, hour by hour, pretty much.
For you, the goal, obviously, that wins the game tonight in the third period, just walk us through and how big the back end of this game was for your club tonight.
Yeah, it was really big. I think Peeler made a great block and came out to Wheels, and he just had to make a little play through Dreisaitl, and, you know, I was calling for it, flying up the middle there, and got in, and, you know, I missed low blocker. You know, he gloved me, so I tried to change it up, you know, go 5-hole, and it worked.
It's 201 points for you now. Are you aware of that milestone? Is it, you look back on it and go, you know, happy to be where you are in that sense?
Yeah. You know, aware of it now. And, you know, hopefully a lot more points and a lot more games in years to come here.
How distracting was it to play period two and three?
I mean, a little bit during intermission when you're sitting in the locker room and, you know, guys are chatting about it, but once you're on the ice, it's, you know, it's competitive, it's hockey, and I don't think I thought about it once the puck dropped.
That third period, your goaltender was fabulous in that third period. How much confidence do you have in Connor to make those big saves for you guys, especially when you need him, when you're coming at your heart?
Yeah, he's been our best player all year, and, you know, it showed again tonight. He was outstanding. I think it was 40-some saves, and, you know, he never wavered confidence. He had that one turnover, but, you know, he's fighting back, doesn't shake his confidence at all, and you can just tell he's really strong in the net right now.
Is it like being on the cusp of 40 goals?
I don't know. It's just, yeah, another – just what it is.
On the 50 if he had 40?
Sure, yeah. I mean, nothing really much sad there.
Is it kind of conflicting, I guess? I don't know if conflicting is the right word, but we don't even know what tomorrow might hold for the league, and – you're having a career best year, and who knows what might happen with that?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Who knows? So, I mean, I'm not focused. If we play the rest of the season without fans, cancel a season like the NBA, who knows? I can't say. So right now I'm just, yeah, taking the schedule that they give me and, you know, approaching it day by day.
Hey, guys.
Good.
Oh, sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
Just confirming so I have it. Did you guys find out during the intermission? I had thought Blake had said that found out from Leon Draisaitl at one point.
I found out during the intermission, yeah. So,
sort of
just the guys around the locker room, maybe a trainer or somebody, and, you know, they found out, so they told me, yeah.
Yeah,